Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.
Yowza!
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Shemaine Nugent, and this is my husband, Ted. And today, we're going to be talking about so many different things, of which will be spiritual warfare.
I'm Michael the Archangel with two Glocks.
And the media.
Against the media.
We're just going to be covering the main points, so stick around. All that and more coming up. Ted, welcome.
I feel welcome. You know, whenever I'm around you, if I felt any more welcome, I would just ooze down the highway. Anyhow, greetings, everybody. Faith and freedom. Is my wife the ultimate warrior for good over evil and the real American dream? By the way, I want to remind you that I have so much positive piss and vinegar. There still is a perfect American dream based on God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, Declaration of Independence, work ethic, law and order, good over evil, self-defense, faith and freedom. Mm-hmm. But we have to promote it and celebrate it at every barbecue, at every deer camp, at every family gathering, at church, at school, at work, at somebody pumping gas next to you. Literally, those of us that stand up for goodness in the last hope for America, we have to spread that word everywhere we go. And boy, can I tell you stories about how that happens to me, because people recognize me and they know what I stand for.
Everywhere you go. So, yes, you just got a brand new car. You've had a great last couple of days, even though people have always asked me, okay, now that Ted's retired, what does he do?
Oh, my God.
You've been busier than ever.
I've never been so busy. It's because I stand up. I'm a radical. My name is Ted Nugent. I'm a radical. I'm an extremist. I am so radical and extreme. I have the audacity to experiment in self-government and to believe that my freedoms and my rights and life, liberty, and pursuit of gonzo happiness is an individual right and gift from God. Boy, am I radical. So I'm involved with Pat Curry, who's running for 56th District Court here, region here in Texas. Pat Curry, he's a constitutional absolutist. The great Sheriff Parnell McNamara. In fact, I call him Sheriff Parnell McNamara because we are the safest county in America.
And a lot of people don't know this.
Because of our warriors of law enforcement.
A lot of people don't know this about Parnell. His cousin, our sheriff's cousin, is Taylor Sheridan, who wrote Yellowstone, produced Yellowstone, yep, wrote Hell or High Water, yep, based on Sheriff Parnell McNamara. So we are surrounded by good, and there's a lot of good versus evil.
Good, yeah.
And I want to get into a topic that you might not want to talk about too much.
Game for anything.
You might want to dance around a little bit.
Nope, not me.
Okay.
I wore my work boots, steel-toed work boots. I'm ready to dance on skulls.
You were on the NRA board of directors for a long time.
I do want to talk
then
about
that. Then you resigned. Mm-hmm. Now,
I resigned because my schedule was so overwhelmed that I was not able to fulfill my board of directors duties and attend the board meetings. Almost, I think I only participated in two or three board meetings over 29 years. So number one, thank you, freedom fighters who stand up for the critical Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms individually wherever we may roam without paperwork, permits, or licenses from some guy or some bureaucrat. Thank you for those votes for 29 years, but I resigned because I felt like I was failing those who voted for me. But now that I'm retired, I thought I just might mention, hey, I'll be back.
And in what capacity, Ted? Because a lot of people have been throwing around that you would make. In fact, you got a phone call from, I'm not sure if we can say one of your favorite governors.
Christy Noem.
Christy Noem had said, Ted,
the best governor,
you should run for president.
Well, you can't run for president.
Well, you have to be elected.
You have to be nominated. But I know that when I attend, I want to attend every NRA event because nothing is more important than, look at that guy. Nothing is more important. That's my Hellcat guy from the Dodge Mopar horsepower gang. Anyhow, nothing is more important than our right, our duty, our responsibility to protect our lives. And if you can't keep and bear arms, if there's a no gun-free zone, if there's a gun-free zone where some man has determined, well, you can't defend your life over here, bull. I can defend my life. I can keep and bear arms while I'm alive, wherever I may roam. You might want to write that down. So I'm an absolutist like Parnell McNamara and Pat Curry and Mark Robinson and so many people that we work with. So if you're not a member of the National Rifle Association, Hillary Clinton would like to thank you. If you're not a member of Gun Owners of America, I also serve with Gun Owners of America. These are critical organizations. Concealed Carry Association.
You are dancing around the question.
No, I'm not. You haven't asked the question yet. Will I run for president? You can't run.
You have to be nominated. But if you were nominated.
Yes.
Heard it here first. This is an exclusive, worldwide premiere. I'm so excited because if anybody can turn the NRA around, there's been a lot of discrepancy about the expenses, about the expenditure, and where have they been?
Bureaucracies.
The past couple of years, we've needed the NRA. You've promoted the NRA more than anybody else. I didn't want
all
to make
my
this
life
be about the NRA, but they need you.
Well, it's about the Second Amendment. If you think there's a man or a human or a group or a bureaucrat or a bureaucracy or any power that can tell you when, where, if, or how you defend your life against the engineered recidivism. 99% of violent crime is recidivistic. It's the same guys they keep letting out. And then when they stab you, when they shoot you, when they carjack you, when they rape you, they've already been in a cage for those crimes. And our failed court system, our Department of Justice, and Department of Anti-Justice, they keep letting devils out to continue their violent crime orgy on we the people. And if you can't defend yourself, if there's a gun-free zone where evil engineered recidivistic maggots can do as they please with you, then you are bending over, Rover. You need to let Teddy take over. You need to keep and bear arms. And it doesn't mean in a case. It doesn't mean in a truck. It doesn't mean in a safe. And it doesn't mean down at the gun club. Keep and bear means it's mine. You can't have it. Bear means they're on me right now and they're loaded. We've got to be absolute about the right to keep and bear arms. And right now we have no Second Amendment. Because I defy gun-free zones. I defy the New York City. I defy the bureaucrats who are infringing. They're the criminals. I'm the good guy. Infringers are violating their constitutional oath and should be charged with treason and put in a gulag. Maybe free the January 6 guys and put the infringer in those prisons. How's that for an idea? I'm not dancing around anything, am I?
No.
We danced last night.
We did. And we've only got about a minute left. I want to ask you about music. People are asking,
I love music.
Are you going to be making any new music, Ted?
I unleashed some guitar licks on my 1962 Gibson Birdland today as I'm preparing to play the Star Spangled Banner for Parnell McNamara, the sheriff of McLennan County, and Pat Curry at a special event with Governor Greg Abbott tomorrow at the Sports Hall of Fame in Waco. And as Calvin Ross of Lone Star Music and I were setting up my amplifier and my Gibson Birdland, I was playing licks that cherubs came out of the clouds and bare naked blowing trumpets out of their ass.
Okay, so
I'm making new music right now.
You're going to be doing some spiritual warfare music.
Yes, I think so. Okay. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me.
Well, Ted, thank you so much. I want to talk about just a minute about a couple of our sponsors. I've handed you a Sparrow bag.
Yeah, the bureaucrats out of my phone.
It's a Faraday bag. This one is big enough for an iPad, but we both have them for our cell phones, and it allows us to shut down. And if you've been feeling dizzy lately, maybe headaches, or you can't sleep, I put my phone in my bag every single night, unplug it. That way they can't spy on you. They can't record any of your conversations. They cannot wipe. I've heard about this. We're going to be talking about this later. They cannot wipe any information that's on your phone.
Right now
either.
They can, but if you're not in a Spiro bag, you're not protected. So great. Minutemen Coffee, great guys. Switch to America with Chemaine Beef. There's so many wonderful
I got to finish with Spiro EMF. They've got clothing and accessories. Just go to SparrowGear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's SparrowGear.com and the code FAITH. Coming up next, we've got our buddy, you met him before, Steve Hemphill.
I like Steve.
We did the virtual staking. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about spiritual.
Not beef steaks, but the to keep away evil.
That's right. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. You got 30 seconds.
Anything? I love her. Go to tednugent.com. We got some I will not comply flags and hats. I signed another 1,000 flags, which makes me a flagot. It says, I will not comply. That's the battle cry in America, because when you're given an evil, oath-violating, immoral command, you must resist. I will not comply. TedNugent.com.
And your show, the Spirit Campfire.
Spirit Campfire, where Friday the flames of freedom roar.
Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you guys so much for joining Ted and I. I'm going to be right back, but I think you have to go.
Yes, I'm going to go play some guitar and make some dogs tired.
Don't go away.
I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Chemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Chemaine. What's
Switch
that?
To America with Chemaine. I switch to America with Chemaine.com. Switch to America with Chemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Joining us live now, author, evangelist, and my friend, Steve Hemphill. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So we're going to get right into this and talk about spiritual warfare. We're going to talk about your kids' book also. But can you describe, Steve, what is spiritual warfare?
I believe it's things happening in the seen that are caused by forces that are in the unseen. There are angels in the unseen that are working for God and accomplishing His purpose for our lives. And there are demons in the unseen accomplishing or trying to accomplish Satan's purpose for our lives. So as C.S. Lewis wrote many years ago in the 50s and ended up being on the front of Time magazine, there's a little demon on one side and a little angel on the other. And we get to choose, because we have free will, which way we're going to go, toward God or toward the enemy. And that's the basics, I think, of spiritual warfare.
I think that's the best description I've ever heard, the best explanation. So you and I have been involved in virtual staking. I attended one of your spiritual warfare workshops and was intrigued by virtual staking. Tell us how that works.
Well, in real life, we put stakes around the corners or sides of our property with Bible verses on them to sort of claim the land for God. It's sort of like a deed change. You're giving it to God. Satan has taken the land. We're trying to take it back one house at a time, one city at a time, one government at a time. I've learned that witches are planting crystals around courthouses in East Texas. They understand the importance of symbols around the places of authority. So Christians are a little behind on this, and it's just the power of the Word of God. You can make your own stakes. We have some cool ones with they're embedded in the plastic and they can't be found with a metal detector. But we're taking the land back. We actually staked out our city and crime dropped 45%. We've staked out homes and churches. We've seen marriages restored. We've seen mental illness improvements. Amazing things are happening. And so when you add the virtual staking to it, sometimes you have a relative, a loved one, a son or a daughter or a mom or dad who you don't see. You're not able, you don't have a relationship with them, but you're trying to win them back for the kingdom. We call it virtual staking. We can also do this with a remote courthouse or in another country. We take a picture or a GPS location or a photo of that person or a picture of their home, and we print it out on a piece of paper. We put that in a box, and then we put stakes in the corners of the box, the same stakes with Bible verses on them. Some of the brand new things we're doing, and I haven't even showed you this, Jermaine, but we have some brand new sticker stakes that are shaped like tiny stakes, 4 inches long with the same verses on them. You peel them and stick them anywhere. You can hide them, you know, on top of doors and around courthouses. You can take them anywhere. We're taking the land back for God and claiming it for him. And it's sort of like a deed change.
I love that. I need to get some of those stickers. And you and I, Pastor Ben Graham and Pastor Weston Martinez, we did a virtual staking of the courthouse in New York City when President Trump was supposed to be indicted, and he was not on that day. I mean, I'm not saying that it worked, but I'm not saying that it didn't.
It's the power of the word. It's just the power of the word. You know, if you remember, there were certain cities when Jesus didn't do many miracles. And the Bible tells us why. It's because he says those people didn't have enough faith. And so it's interesting. If you would have gone to those villages and said to those guys, hey, you know why Jesus didn't do miracles here, even though you've heard he did miracles other places? And they would have said, why? And then we know the Bible answer is because you guys don't have the faith. They would have rebelled at that idea. They would have been angry. I believe they would have said, we have lots of faith. We're children of Abraham. But those kind of things only happen in Moses' time. They don't happen today in Jesus' time. And many are making the same mistake today. They're turning God into the great I used to could. And they're saying that stuff only happened in Jesus' time. It didn't happen today. Yes, it does. God is he's the I am, which is a current participating part of our lives.
Yes. And I think a lot of new Christians and maybe even people who have grown up in the church, they kind of sit back and they want to wait for you and I and other people to do the work. But God is calling each and every one of us greater works than we shall do. We just got to use our authority in Jesus.
Amen. And I believe what I've been called to do is to help equip people to do their own stuff. They don't need me. They don't need my stakes. They can make their own. We made the How to Stake Your Property document a free download at active-faith.org. I have a podcast of 230 episodes with these stories of true things that happened to people's lives, marriages restored, churches giving, going up, people coming back to the Lord, people walking away from lesbianism and ungodly lifestyles, all because someone who loved them put stakes around them. They hid the word of God around them, and the word of God is still powerful.
I love that. Okay, let's talk about your children's book, Dante's Hairy Scary Dream.
Yeah, that's the newest book. I have 6 books now, 5 on spiritual warfare, and that's the one I'm most excited about right now because so many children are having nightmares and not telling their parents. This is a story about a little kindergarten boy with a great little family, but one night he has a scary dream, and he's too scared to share it with his family. And so he goes on and has it again and again, and finally his mother is praying one night that he will feel safe while he's sleeping in his room each night. And when she ends the prayer, he tells her about it. He says, Mom, sometimes I don't feel safe because I have a very hairy, scary dream. And he tells her the whole thing and how scared he is. And she says, well, Dante, we're going to do 2 things. We're going to pray because prayer is powerful. And we're going to put God's word, Bible verses, around your bed with sticky notes. And he says, Mom, what does that help? Why do we do that? And she says, well, God's word is so powerful. He spoke the world into existence. We're trusting his power to protect you while you sleep. So they do that. And there's illustrations in the book showing that. And then he dreams there's angels in the corners of his room protecting him while he's sleeping. And he never has another bad dream. And I have turned this real life story into to a children's book, because everywhere I go, kids begin to tell their parents, "Mom and Dad, I've been having nightmares for years, and I never told you because I was too scared to talk about it." So the book's designed to get kids to share that so they can do something about it, because Satan uses fear, because fear and faith can't coexist. Fear pushes your faith out.
Yeah, absolutely. What other books do you have that people can get?
I have, first I have a book on heaven called My Search for the Real Heaven. And then I have a spiritual warfare book called Prayers Satan Hates. All of these are on Amazon and Audible and on our website at active-faith.org. And then I have a book on spiritual weapons called 12 Spiritual Weapons. I'm doing a free seminar this year on that. And then I have a book called God's Power for Our Daily Battles. It's a daily verse of the day on spiritual warfare with a prayer and a thought each day about spiritual warfare. And then I have a free podcast called Battle Plan on all the podcast networks. And we have a free seminar called Demons Versus Prayer, also available on YouTube. And I give them live at churches all over the country. I'm headed to Arizona this weekend.
Good for you. And that's how I found out all about you and what you're doing. I actually went in person, and it is so much different. So thank you for going out and traveling and going to places. It's much different when you actually, you know, I took a lot of notes, and I go back over those notes sometimes when I feel like I need a reboot. And I need to check back in. I bought about a box of your steaks, and I put them all over our property, all around our home, in my room. And I've given them a lot of them away as well. I need to get those stickers, though.
Okay, I'll get some to you. I'll tell you one funny story as we're kind of winding this down. It happened recently. A retired general called me recently. I don't even know how he got my number. And he was a real gruff sounding guy. He said, "Is this Steve Hemphill?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "This is retired general so-and-so." He said, "I'm trying on your website to find where I can get a whole box of these steaks. I can't find but four." And I said, "Well, sir, there's a drop-down menu and you can change the quantity." "Oh, yeah, 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 there it is." He said, "Let me tell you why I want a whole box." I said, "Oh, say, okay, sir, go ahead." He said, "The other day I went to the city council meeting in our little town in West Texas, and one of the police chief got up and he said, 'Well, crime is way down and we don't know why, but that's great.' And then one of the council members stood up and said, 'Well, we also have good news. There's new industry coming to town. These three new companies are coming in. They're hiring a lot of people.' They said, 'Well, that's great.' And then another council member said, 'Well, we also have more building permits to build homes in the city than we ever had before because of these new businesses coming in.' And another guy stood up and said, 'Well, I know why all these good things are happening. We staked the city with Bible verses on 10 stakes. You need to look up Steve Hemphill.' And he said, 'That's why I want a whole box of those things.'"
I love that. I love that. Steve Hemphill, thank you so much for joining me. Action-faith.org. Is that right?
Active-faith.org.
Active-faith.org. Steve Hemphill, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, coming up next, there are lots of ways to talk about spiritual warfare. Our next guest does it through music. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. After I got sick and nearly died from toxic mold, I spent a lot of time searching for supplements and products that would help me just feel better. And I became a label reader. I'm very discerning about what I put into my body. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day. I don't always eat right, so I put a scoop of Field of Greens into my water and my water bottle, and then I shake it up and I take it with me throughout the day. I gotta tell you, I feel a lot better. My hair feels better. My skin feels better. My stomach is flatter. And that's how I know that Field of Greens is working for me. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the discount code FREEDOM. I think you'll love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code FREEDOM. That's Field of Greens, and promo code is FREEDOM. 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 10 say, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith." We are at war with evil, and more people need to wake up to that. Here's a song by musical artist Nicole Lady Nogrady that I think sums it up perfectly. Take a look.
Open your eyes, no time to be blind. Open your mind to see. We're in a modern day. Holy war, coming after your mind to find your soul. Oh, oh, it's true. Modern day, holy war. Count your blessings, beating sin no more, no more. Cause Jesus put the light in you.
The Lady Nogrady herself joins us now. Lady Nogrady, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Should I call you Lady or Nicole?
You know, I get both. Whatever rolls off the tongue easiest for you is good.
Well, tell me a little bit about why you believe that we're living in a modern day holy war and the fight against good versus evil.
I feel like you kind of can't not see it now. I mean, I guess you would have to have eyes to see and ears to hear, but to me, it's blatantly obvious that we are living in a war in modern times that is between good and evil forces. I mean, all you have to do is turn on the TV and you're just bombarded with negativity and blatant evil, especially in like the entertainment and music industry.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Describe your experience with Hollywood and how you say that God delivered you from darkness.
You know, at first, when I first moved there, I didn't really, of course, I was just excited to be there and had the stars in my eyes. And like anyone who wanted to make it in Hollywood at the time was kind of, quote, willing to do anything. But when I saw what that really meant, going out to parties and sort of seeing the atmosphere and what people were willing to do, it really went against my own morals that were ingrained in me as a child. And I never really got in too deep. And I was kind of always surrounded by what I would say is like this heavy, dark energy. And you could feel it. And I could feel it in being in different places. And, I couldn't deny it. And I also saw a lot of imagery and symbolism around me that I think a lot of people don't notice. A lot of people think that it's just sort of fashion or being trendy, but, you know, upside down pentagrams, you know, blatant satanic imagery all around me with people on Hollywood. I couldn't ignore it anymore. So, yeah.
Well, did you go out there for acting and music or just music? And what were your wildest dreams about going out to LA?
I went out for, my heart has always been in music, but I've also always done acting as well. And I landed what you would call a stand-in job. Being a stand-in is a very lucrative job in Hollywood where you kind of look like and have a similar build to various actors and actresses, and they use you to set up for shots and setting up all the equipment. And I did a lot of that type of work, and then at night was going into the recording studio and making music. But my passion has always more so been music than acting, but I did a bit of both.
Now you're out of that scene, and I totally agree with you. You have to have eyes to see and ears to hear, and not everybody does, which is a shame. But I think more and more people are waking up. And it's funny because I used to be kind of addicted to watching things like Entertainment Tonight, all the fashion. And just the other day, there was a big award show on. I could care less. In fact, all of that kind of disgusts me right now. How do you feel about the Hollywood scene?
Right. I mean, there was a time where, of course, I thought it was just the most glamorous glamorous thing ever. And I mean, of course, I would daydream about myself being on the red carpet, and something really shifted. And around the same time that I woke up and saw the evil, I also was able to see the blatant narcissism that, you know, these people just give themselves awards and for their performances, and then give themselves more awards. And I just found it to be idol worship, because it's really what it is. At the end of the day, you're taking home this statue, and, you know, it's a false idol. And while I was living in Hollywood, I also got into like conspiracies and conspiracy theories. And that is really, I will say, if I can say this, Alex Jones probably saved me from the depths of the evil of Hollywood, because I found a bunch of Alex Jones videos and started watching. And then I would be on set and I would sort of see the things he was talking about. You know, I would be on a show and the subject matter would be something kind of political. And 3 or 4 months later, when the show would air, it would fall right in line with what was happening politically. And it wasn't just once, it wasn't twice. This pattern was consistent. And so I just really couldn't ignore it anymore. But yeah, the red carpets, I'm kind of disgusted by it now too. I'm right there with you on that for sure.
I have to tell you a little secret. Alex and Ted and I are friends. Alex is friends with Ted and I. And I will text him often. I don't listen to his show every day, but often. And I'll text him about something, and he'll read, like, right on air the next segment. Oh, you know, somebody, one of my friends said this or that. And I had told him, I came up with the idea to have the T-shirt that says Alex Jones was right. So that was me.
That was you?
That was me. That was me.
Very nice. Yes,
you know, we all need somebody to kind of give us a nudge from time to time. And a lot of people don't see it. And I think, and a friend did that to me in 2020, in January 2020, I went down the rabbit hole, so to speak. And I saw so many things, mostly about child trafficking. What was the thing in LA where you went, I'm done, I'm out of here? Was there any one thing, or was it just everything?
It was really just a buildup of everything. And I had actually worked with some musicians who fit the typical bill of, you know, I mean, just crazy hair, tattooed from literally head to toe. And this was 10 years ago, before the whole, you know, tattooing your face is kind of a normal trend now, I guess. But I had never really seen that before. And I'd worked with these sort of, I guess I'll call them unsavory characters. But I'm someone who likes to give everyone a chance, and I don't like to judge a book by its cover, but I couldn't help but see that the imagery that these guys were pushing with their fan base, which was an extremely young fan base, some kids as young as 8, 9 years old. And I fell into working with this band, and it wasn't until after I had already started working on a project with them and I couldn't back out of it that I did my research on them and found out they had written songs. For example, one song was called Sexting. And I was like, oh no, what did I get myself into? But it was working with that band and also the way they treated me and the way they treated other people. And their personalities were just very off. And it was almost like they were almost possessed at times. And I left working with them and I was like, okay, this is so much deeper than just what I'm seeing on the surface. And God really protected me out of that, because I was supposed to, you know, play some shows with them and do some events with them. And they treated me pretty poorly. And their fan base was very, very excited about my involvement with their band. And I don't think they liked that so much. So maybe there was a little bit of jealousy involved. But anyhow, it was through working with this band that really put the nail in the coffin.
I'm so glad that you were saved from doing that. And I'm so glad that you have a moment to join us here live. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you'll come back, Nicole.
Thank you. It was lovely talking to you. And thanks for the Alex Jones.
Yeah, God, God bless you. Okay, coming up next, learn how you can make 2024 the best year yet with me. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, we all take things for granted on occasion, like what's in our water. Just a little arsenic, maybe some pharmaceutical drugs, volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's way healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. You know, 2023 was a great year for faith and freedom. I shared some of the snapshots the other week of previous guests that I've had here, but I want you to take a look at some more of my favorites. Representative for Florida's 19th District, Byron Donnells. Congressman Donnells, thank you so much for joining us. Your response to our nation's current position on this global stage.
Well, I'm very concerned. We are not a country that was in the position we were 4 years ago, or even, frankly, even 2 years ago. We're in a much worse off position. And this is because Joe Biden's response to foreign policy matters is to lead from behind. He's late to the game all the time. And it's only when the American people or people around the world have issues or concern, then he steps up to the plate to try to scramble to save polling numbers or to save face in the news cycle. That is not the way America should be leading. Our current issues stem from the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, look, I know there's a lot of Americans who didn't want to stay in Afghanistan. I didn't want to stay in Afghanistan anymore. But the way upon which Joe Biden pulled us out, where 13 men and women of our armed forces lost their lives, where there were still Americans caught in the hands of the Taliban as we took off and ran out of Afghanistan, it set up the conflict in Ukraine, set up this burgeoning conflict with China, and America is not in the strong position she needs to be so that the American people will be able to live free and prosperous for the next century like we have for the last one.
I'm glad you brought up Afghanistan because I totally agree. And it seems like there's so much going on. Every single day there's another crisis and we forget about that. I haven't, and I know you haven't, and so many other patriots haven't, but we're maybe going into another war with Ukraine. How come nobody's talking about what's the end game here? What is the end result and how long is this going to take and how much money is it going to cost?
Well, look, many Republicans on the Hill are talking about the end game. The first part of this endgame is, what is our money actually gone to buy? Right now, we're well over $100 billion in aid to Ukraine to fight off the Russian army. But we have no accounting of how the money's actually been spent. That's one of the reasons why so many House Republicans have opposed the continued supplementals after the initial one. But there has to be an endgame here. But we always have to remember something else. The Russian military and the Russian government, they're not our friends. They are adversaries to us on the global stage. The United States has an agreement from 1993, the Bucharest Agreement, to protect the sovereignty of Ukraine. So that is something that Bill Clinton at the time signed off. I'm of the belief that if America says they're going to do something, America has to follow through and do it. But that being said, we cannot just continuously fund an endless conflict with no real leadership position to try to bring it to a close. It's irresponsible at best, and at worst, and please believe me, I don't want to do it, and frankly, a lot of Democrats don't want to do it, but at worst, it leaves our men and women potentially being put into harm's way. That is something I definitely want to avoid, but we have to have clarity, we have to have leadership, and not this leading from behind that we've seen from Joe Biden.
Jason Whitlock. Jason, thanks for joining me.
Shamin, thank you so much for having me. You're more awesome than even Ted said. I'm assuming You must have been blind when you met Ted. You should be married to some superstar, good-looking guy. He's certainly outkicked his coverage.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So you're from Nashville, a city still grieving as a result of the recent school shooting where the woke mob quickly turned the shooter into the victim because she identified as a transgender man. How much of what is going on, Jason, do you believe is spiritual warfare? I'm just going to go in deep right now.
It's all spiritual warfare. We are in a battle of good versus evil. It's clear cut. The alphabet mafia, as I like to call them, the LGBTQIA plus silent P movement has a lot of power right now, maybe the most power in America. And they're demonic, they're evil, they're satanic. And that's how 3 9-year-old kids can get killed and 3 adults. And Kamala Harris can come to Nashville and visit and not visit with those people. And that's why they've turned Audrey Hale, Democratic politicians and other leftists, they've turned her into the victim. We're in a clear battle of good versus evil.
Okay, speaking of the new year, I want to tell you about something I've been working on for a long time. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And I realized that there's nothing more important than your health. And if you've been struggling with your health, it's a new year. Do you want to be at the same place now, next year at this time? I've got a new program that's called Revolution Health. If you go to my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks, I've got Revolution Health, and I'm going to share all of my secrets. I've been in the fitness industry for 43 years. In college, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I rode the roller coaster wave of fad diets and diet pills for way too long. And then I discovered a simple solution, no tricks or pills. 20 years later, I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. So I put all this together to help, to make sure that you don't suffer these things as well. And I'm sharing all of that with my new program, Revolution Health. You can go to my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks/shop. And you'll see right next to it, there's Revolution Faith. Check that out too and register. We're going to start that soon as well. And I'm going to be interviewing pastors and people in the faith industry to help you understand what spiritual warfare is really all about. And we're going to even be doing Bible study. So don't miss that. Okay, I want to tell you about one of my new favorite things. It's called Kingdom Candy. And I got to tell you, even though I'm a fitness industry person, I don't always eat right, about 80-20. I found Kingdom Candy that makes me feel like I'm having candy, but it's actually a healthy meal replacement bar. And it's got natural ingredients like, get this, kale and spinach and turmeric and pink Himalayan sea salt. I'd love you to try it because, well, Ted and I have a kind of a debate. I like the salted caramel. He likes the peanut butter. But you'll never guess that this candy would be healthy for you. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shopfmidr.com and use the promo code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shopfmidr.com, code FAITH. Guys, I want to tell you about my book. If you haven't heard about it, it's called Killer House. I've mentioned it a couple of times here that I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And so many people ask me, well, how did you discover it? How did you, what were your symptoms? How did you recover? Can you remediate your home? I put it all in this book so you don't have to wonder. You don't have to ask questions anymore. And there's even a checklist. If you check off certain things like, yes, I get headaches. Yes, I have skin rashes. Yes, I have joint pain. Yes, I have brain fog. All of these different things. And doctors are just giving you more and more medication. You might want to check out this book. Do your own research. If you're not feeling well and you don't know why, I hate to say this, but perhaps your house is killing you. Grab my best-selling book, Killer House, on Amazon.com. It might just save your life. Okay, guys, thank you so much for being here. I always like to end the show with Esther 4:14. You were born for such a time as this. If you think about what happened to Esther, you know, she didn't plan on being in that situation at that time. But if she didn't step up, the Bible says she and her people would perish. These are treacherous times right now. We've talked about this. Spiritual warfare is unbelievably prominent right now. And if you don't understand, you want to learn more about it, check out my website. Go to shemainenugent.rocks/shop and check out the Revolution Faith. And then stay, you got to be healthy so you can continue to fight these spiritual battles. Thanks, guys, so much for being here. God bless you. And I'll see you right here next week.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.